Ever wonder how something so tiny could reveal something so huge?
Oh, it's amazing.
Well, get ready.
Yeah.
Because on this deep dive, we're going deep into the story of atoms.
Right.
You know,
those tiny building blocks.
Those tiny building blocks that make up everything
yeah,
in the universe.
Everything, yeah.
But they weren't always a given.
Right.
It took a mystery.
I get it.
That unfolded over nearly a century.
Wow.
Starting with a botanist, a microscope, and some very jittery pollen before we could definitively say,
interesting,
yep, atoms exist.
And the most fascinating part of this is that it all started with a simple observation, something anyone with a microscope could have seen.
Right.
It's a classic example of how sometimes the smallest details
wow.
can lead to the biggest scientific breakthroughs.
Okay, so set the scene for us.
Right.
We're back in 1827 with this Scottish botanist named Robert Brown.
Uh-huh.
What was he up to when he stumbled onto this mystery?
Well, Brown was studying pollen grains suspended in water under his microscope.
Okay, and as he was observing them, he noticed something really peculiar. They weren't just sitting still. They were moving.
Moving? Like how?
They were jittering, jiggling around randomly as if they were alive.
Oh, wow.
This seemingly chaotic dance, which we now call Brownian motion, completely baffled Brown.
Huh.
He initially thought it might be some kind of life force within the pollen.
Kind of like they were swimming around in their little water world.
Right.
But then what happened?
Well, the plot thickens.
Okay.
Brown decided to observe other tiny particles, not pollen, but dust and other non-living matter.
Interesting.
And guess what?
They were doing the jitterbug too.
Exactly. The same jittery motion, even in non-living particles.
Huh.
And that's where the real mystery began.
So if it wasn't a life force,
right,
what was causing this incessant random motion?
Yeah, it became a scientific head scratcher for decades.
So scientists were stumped.
They were.
What were some of the theories floating around back then? Oh, there were plenty.
Like what?
Some scientists thought it might be tiny currents in the water causing the movement.
Yeah.
While others proposed the existence of some unknown energy forces.
Interesting.
It was a puzzle with no clear solution.
It's like everyone was staring at this microscopic dance floor, but couldn't figure out who was playing the music. So how do we get from these confused scientists in the 1800s to finally cracking the atomic code?
Well, fast forward almost 80 years to 1905, a year that would become known as Einstein's miracle year.
Uh-huh.
This is the year he published not one, not two, but FUR.
Wow.
Groundbreaking papers that completely revolutionized physics.
Four. Talk about an overachiever.
And one of these papers tackled this very mystery, Brownian motion.
Oh, wow.
Einstein, with his incredible ability to see things others missed, proposed a radical idea.
Okay, drum roll, please. What was it?
He suggested that the seemingly random movement of those particles was actually caused by collisions with even tinier, invisible particles. Particles we now know as atoms and molecules.
So it's like a microscopic mosh pit.
Exactly.
All these tiny atoms are bumping into the bigger particles, making them jiggle around.
You got it.
I love that analogy.
Imagine a huge crowd.
Okay.
All pushing and shoving, and you're trying to navigate through it.
Right.
You'd be jostled around in all directions, right? That's essentially what's happening to those particles.
Uh-huh.
But on an atomic scale.
But Einstein didn't stop at just saying, hey, it's atoms bumping around.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Einstein, being Einstein, didn't just propose this idea.
Right.
He backed it up with math.
Of course.
He developed a mathematical framework, now known as the Einstein equation for Brownian motion.
Okay, so I'm guessing that equation is a bit beyond my high school algebra skills.
Probably.
But can you break it down for us non-geniuses?
Of course.
Okay.
Essentially, this equation provided a way to connect the visible world, those jiggling particles we can see under a microscope,
right,
to the invisible world of atoms and molecules.
Okay.
It allowed scientists to predict how far a particle would travel over a certain period of time.
Okay.
Based on things like the particle size, the temperature, and other factors.
So it wasn't just some abstract theory. It gave scientists a tangible way to study the atomic world.
Exactly.
Like a set of rules for this invisible mosh pit.
Right.
And here's where our next key player enters the scene.
Okay.
Jean Perrin, a French physicist who was completely captivated by Einstein's theory.
Uh-huh.
I'm sensing a hold your breath moment coming up.
Yeah.
Perrin wasn't just going to sit around and admire the equation, was he?
You're right. Perrin was a man of action.
Okay.
He decided to put those equations to the test.
How so?
Not just with thoughts,
yeah,
but with a meticulous experiment.
All right, let's hear about this experiment.
Perrin designed an incredibly precise setup,
okay,
to measure the movement of tiny particles suspended in water.
Uh-huh.
He used particles called gamboge.
Gamboge. Never heard of it.
It's a yellowish resin.
So what did he do with this gamboge?
He carefully observed and tracked their movement under a microscope.
Okay.
Measuring how far they traveled over specific periods.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the mind-blowing part.
His findings lined up perfectly with Einstein's predictions.
Right on.
Wow.
It was a scientific slam dunk.
Awesome.
Perrin's meticulous experiment, combined with Einstein's theoretical framework, provided the undeniable concrete evidence.
So this proved it.
That atoms weren't just some philosophical concept,
right,
but a physical reality.
This wasn't just proving an equation.
Right.
This was proving the existence of atoms.
Exactly.
Talk about a game changer.
It was a watershed moment in the history of science.
Wow.
And one that would pave the way for countless other groundbreaking discoveries.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is only part one.
It is.
I'm already hooked.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
We'll buckle up, because from here, we're going to delve into how this atomic revelation completely changed our understanding of the world.
Okay.
We'll explore how the principles of Brownian motion,
right,
discovered through something as simple as watching pollen dance, have impacted everything from the way we understand gases and heat,
okay,
to the development of cutting-edge technologies.
Okay, that's it. I'm officially hooked. But for now, we're going to take a quick break.
Sounds good.
Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're taking this deep dive to a whole new level.
Can't wait.